This is Dabu 7, and it looks like it's time to prepare for this reset. You know, the World Economic Forum Great Reset that never happened yet? It's about to, and it's going to take place on Trump's watch as it was designed to do this entire time. And he knows it. He's telegraphed it as much. Even before he got in office, he said that he was going to be taking a whopper on in terms of the economy, and that if anything happened, it wasn't their fault. Now, instantly, you have Doge making all these moves. And if you can get to a point to where the government isn't in debt anymore, then you stop printing the money. This could cause a credit collapse on the other side of the coin. All this could be fixed if our money was tied to gold. You know, the gold that's supposed to be in Fort Knox. But we don't know. If they reevaluate that gold, they revalue it, it will change the game dramatically. Now, if you look back through history, the biggest reset in history occurred in 1933 when Roosevelt confiscated gold from the citizens at $20.50 per ounce, then turned around and revalued it at $35. This was massive criminal theft, and it was done by executive order, not even an act of Congress. The next reset was in 1964. When Johnson took all the silver out of the dimes, quarters, and half dollars, and then fraudulently replaced it with pot metal. The next big reset was in 1971, when Nixon ceased redeeming gold to foreign governments, much as how Roosevelt had denied Americans doing it before. So, history has showed us that the connection to gold and breaking away from the precious metals has hurt our dollar big time. And one good way to fix that would be to connect it back to gold somehow. To do that is going to take a complete reset of the game. Right now, the U.S. government still values the gold that's supposed to be at Fort Knox at $42 an ounce on its balance sheets. If you revalue that gives them $750 billion in overhead to add to it just in the blink of an eye, just by revaluating gold. And not only is their gold going to go up, but so too would the whole market. It would cause the whole thing to continue to rise. And for this to work backing a currency, many say that it needs to be somewhere between $20,000 and $40,000 an ounce in gold. You will see an absolute explosion from here in gold and silver. Silver may do better numbers than gold. Playing catch up. That's where I would position if I was you. Hedge your bets there, and hopefully you're in a state where they're not taxing the precious metals. But this is incoming, and it's coming fast, and it can come at any time. We're seeing pressure being put on banks. We're seeing all kinds of different lawsuits popping up from money laundering and all this. It's like the stage is set for a big event. Only time will tell now, but I'm telling you, it's closer than ever. I'd get ready and I'd prepare for this reset. Join me for the live streams going live Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 9 p.m. Eastern, talking about this and a whole lot more. Hope to see you there. Much love.